نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر بات یہ ہے کہ you understand Urdu? No, understand. The thing is this that Islam consists of four elements. Number one is the belief, sit comfortably. The number one is the beliefs, aqaid. And number two, ibadat, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat. And number three is maamilat. Number four is akhlaq, our behavior, character. The verse which I have just recited, a misunderstood assumption is that the ibadat, that is namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, are the objective. But that is not the objective. That's the point people miss. For example, we believe in all the tenets of Islam, Tawheed, and everything we believe, Allah. No Muslim commits a shirk in this way. They say that there's no Allah or more than Allah. So as far as aqaid are concerned, everybody accepts it. No problem. Same thing about the ibadat. Nobody rejects the namaz, nobody rejects the hajj, nobody rejects the roza, nobody rejects any of those things. Everybody does it. And the month of Ramzan comes, how enthusiastic everybody becomes there, from morning to evening they are there. But the problem is that we have confined Islam to our aqaid and our ibadat. The verse which I've just recited just now, it says that the namaz or the salat, it stops you from committing acts of evil and indecency. Same thing Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the Ramzan, about the Roza, same thing Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the Hajj. What I'm trying to achieve through this. But unfortunately, we think that we have made namaz, we have enough. Where we fall short is our maamilat and our akhlaq. Maamilat means everything, dealing with the individual, to the community, to everything that we do. In their politics, also the financial, commerce, business, relationship, father and children, husband and wife, friend and friend, stranger and stranger, neighbor and neighbor. How do we deal with them? Quran, if you read properly, you will understand how Quran demands these things. My Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Al-Saqtawi used to say, it is very easy to make 100 rakat of nafal in the namaz, the masjid. When you go there half an hour earlier, 1 hour earlier, you can go up and down 100 times, no problem. But the thing, what do we do after we come out of the masjid, that is something else. What do we do in our shops? What do we do in our school? What do we do at home? What do we do in this? We have a saying in Urdu, but I translated in English. But the thing is this, we always pick fault with somebody else, but we don't look at ourselves, what it is. We have a saying that we can detect the thinnest straw with somebody else's eyes, but we will not be able to look at the log which is in my eyes. This is where the problem comes. Jigar Muradabadi has a very good couplet. It's something that should record it. It's in fact, Jigar says, "Bahama zauke agahi." I'll translate. "Bahama zauke agahi." Higher pasti e bashar, Bahama zauke agahi. Higher pasti e bashar. Sare jahan ka jaiza, apne jahan se bekhabar. That they in sare jahan ka jaiza, apne jahan se bekhabar. That is the in spite of all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all awareness, how low the humanity has gone that he is prepared to go and scan everybody else except himself. So the namaz, roza, hajj, zakat means creates the sense of accountability to Allah in our mamlaat and our akhlaq. This is where we are missing the thing. This is where the problem comes in. We make 100 rakat of namaz, but the thing what we do at home, what we do with the children, what do we do with the family or the neighbor, to neighbor, that we forget about it. This is where the problem comes in. So the verse which I have just recited is about the same thing. I just remember the couplet which I have just recited. Sare jahan ka jaiza apne jahan se bekhabar. This is where you need somebody else to tell you how to go about it. Because you see, practical training in every branch of knowledge is important. No doctor can become a doctor unless he go through practical training. No lawyer become a lawyer until you come to practical training. Even the business, you put your children on the tail right from the beginning to teach them. So this is where you look for somebody, a man of God, who will tell you how to go about it. And this is very important thing. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala make us understand that instead of looking at somebody else, we should look at ourselves first. This is where we find fault, not somebody else. Now, as far as the world is concerned, dunya will give a judgment. You may not know about it, but everybody is watching you. And this is where the problem comes in. May Allah make it easy for us to act upon it, understand this is important there. وآخر دعوانا رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.